Hi everybody, Michelle here from Moose Sounds, and welcome to another terrific read Tuesday. My choice today is actually a book called Bilibub Badding's and the Case of the Singing Sword. I'm going to read from what Amazon says, and then I'll give my view on this. Chicago, 1929. There are 1,000 stories in the naked city, and when you're a dwarf of 4'1", they all look that much taller. It is the era of prohibition, where crime runs rampant in the streets, and a city divided into territories serves as the ultimate prize. Somewhere in this underworld of Chicago, an enchanted weapon holds the key to ending the gangland wars. In the wake of the St. Valentine's Day massacre, only one man is tough enough to stand up against Al Capone, a 4'1" dwarf named Bilibub Badding's. Billy, as his friends come to know him, is a working stiff dwarf in the all-too-human-sized world of Chicago. Seems that a brood of orcs and a renegade warlock had opened a portal of oblivion in his homeworld and was planning to submerge his nine lands of Acronis into an age of darkness. Billy had managed to throw a monkey wrench into these plans, but not before getting himself caught in the pull of that portal. When he came to, he found himself in the heart of the Windy City during the Roaring Twenties. After dealing with trolls, goblins, and rock dragons, Al Capone and Bugs Moran are about as intimidating as choir boys. Billy sets himself up as a tough-talking, waist-high, straight-dealing detective, and business was looking bleak until a dark-eyed beauty crossed his threshold with the case that involved the mob, the upper crust of Chicago society, and Billy's past. Get ready for The Lord of the Rings, written by Mickey Spillane, poking fun at the hard-boiled detective novel, fantasy mainstays, and even the legend of Chicago's 1920 homeworld. Here's a lot of ums and stuff, I know. Let's try this again. I started finding out about T. Morris when I found out he wrote in a book that, wrote in a book with regards to fantasy. Haven't gone through it yet, I'm ashamed to say, but I thought I'd look him up, and when I did, I came across his work in iTunes, and it was a Podio book. You can also find it there or on Podio books, and I really liked his style. I read this book and I loved it. Being 4'9" myself, I know how things can be with regards to things looking bigger than they seem. But I love his style. This is a bit of fantasy meets fiction, of course. Fantasy meets private eye, mystery, intrigue, and I give this book, it's been a while since I've looked at it, but I give this book probably about a 4 out of 5. I don't know why, but it just, I think it's because, but I love it. Maybe it's some of the descriptions could have been more. Yeah, I think that's what it is. You know, because, yeah, you're getting it from his point of view, but it would have been nice to know some of them. Some of them, like his office, I could see in, like, detail. And so anyway, yeah. So where can you find it? I just found it on Amazon, and that's where I read the read it from. So you can pick it up there. I'm not sure about if it's still on Kindle. Unfortunately, I couldn't find it on iBooks, but like I said, you can get it through Amazon, so you could probably even order it through your regular bookstore. But as for if you want to hear this story, you can either go to podiobooks.com, or it's also on iTunes. And there he has done this in full cast. So he has women doing women, men doing men. It's like a dramatization of his book, only it's the full thing. So I've got to say that he's done a very good job of writing it, having it produced. Don't know what else to say except for get the book. So anyway, I'll leave it to you, whether you want to choose to get it. But it's like I said, feel free. It's worth the read. And I don't know what else to say. It's interesting what he goes through, and the ending of where this artifact ends up. If I say more, I'll spoil it, and I'm not going to do that. So anyway, I better leave it at that. I know it's an interview, or not an interview, but a review that's all over the place. It's kind of my first one done without a script, so hopefully I get better. Okay, so may your journeys be safe wherever they take you today. Take care, and God bless. Bye for now.